This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. YouTube has put its employees on the front lines of an actual war, a kinetic war. And we saw this with that mass shooter, the YouTube shooter. Her name, I believe, was Nassim. She's Persian or Iranian. Or Iranian, as they say. She's, I believe, 38 years old. She killed herself after attempting to murder other YouTube employees. She's an animal rights vegan protester who is definitely left-wing, into New Age stuff, posted like vegan food pyramid diagrams. And she was being censored by YouTube. They demonetized her channel. They took away her earnings. They age-restricted her videos and banned a bunch of videos. And she decided, for whatever reason, that that was more than she could handle. She reached a tipping point. She decided to go pick up a handgun, or I don't know where she got the gun. I guess we'll find out in the days ahead. And she decided to march into a YouTube campus and just start murdering YouTube employees. Now, this is a game changer in terms of the escalation of the war. You see, YouTube employees have always thought they're safe behind their desks and that they could ruin people's lives by banning them and censoring them and demonetizing them. And this has been the mantra of YouTube people, who are evil people, by the way. I'm on the record saying that if you work for YouTube, you are evil. You're working for an evil organization. You're taking away human rights, the right to free speech. You are committing fraud in the U.S. elections by selectively banning more conservative channels than liberal channels. So if you work for YouTube, you're an evil person, but that doesn't mean that you should be killed, obviously. I've called for regulation of YouTube. The government needs to get involved and regulate YouTube. Marching around shooting people is not the way to solve this problem, obviously. So I'm very glad that no one was killed in this shooting, at least not according to current media reports. However, YouTube employees should be having a wake-up moment right now and thinking, wait a second, we're all flesh and blood, you know, we can be targeted by people that, you know, if we ruin their lives, they can, if they snap, and if they're deranged enough, they could target us. They could target us walking out of the parking lot, you know? This is like these YouTube people and all these tech company people, Facebook employees and Google employees, I mean, they're all evil, right? They're all almost subhuman. They have evil intent. They intend to take away the free speech rights of individuals. They intend to be part of the globalist cyber control system. You know, they are part of the totalitarian, Orwellian police state system. And they're working for evil. You know, working for Google or YouTube is just like working for, let's say, the Nazi regime. You know, you're a collaborator with an organization that is intensely evil. Same thing if you work for Facebook. You're part of an evil system that destroys human beings and destroys human rights and ruins the lives of many, many people. That doesn't mean you deserve to be shot. It just means that sooner or later, you're going to ban somebody like this Nassim vegan gal, animal rights gal, who is going to snap. And as she demonstrated, those people, they could target you, which is, you know, very unfortunate, but it's a reality of what we're seeing. So there's a war going on. YouTube and Google and Facebook have been waging an information war, a censorship war, and that war is now being escalated to a kinetic war by some of the very people who have been censored. This is a factual statement. This is what's happening. This is true. You may not like it. None of us like to see that kind of violence, but this is happening. So now, if I were a YouTube employee, I'd be thinking, man, holy crap, what kind of war has my employer thrust me into here? You know, I thought I was just going to be working in a cubicle behind a computer, just banning people whenever I want. And it turns out some of those people are shooting back. I'm going to have to dodge bullets on the way to the cafeteria because the crazed animal rights armed vegans are on the march on the YouTube campus. This is what they're facing now. And, you know, it sounds insane. It sounds almost humorous, but it's no laughing matter. YouTube employees are on the front lines. They can be shot at and killed. And that's, we just saw that demonstrated. And same thing with Facebook employees, same thing with Google employees, and maybe Twitter employees, who knows? All these tech giants that are engaged in this oppression of speech and the ruining of people's lives, they need to step back, I would suggest, and rethink what they're doing and how it impacts people's lives. I was reading a story the other day of cab drivers in New York City that are blowing their heads off. Suicide because of Uber. So Uber's taken over and taken their business, and these cabbies can't make it. You know, by the way, driving a cab is one of the most low-level jobs imaginable. It's miserable. The pay is below minimum wage in many cases in terms of the number of hours, because you don't get paid for sitting around waiting for a fare. Driving a cab is a thankless job. It's a horrible career. And it's something that's pursued by people who are desperate. And by the way, being an Uber driver is also horrible. I think they're making an average of $3.56 per hour or something in that range, according to the latest study. You're not really making much money being an Uber driver in most cases. But it shows that the rise of Uber is causing cab drivers to commit suicide. I wouldn't be surprised, although we hope we never see this happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if one day a cab driver decides he's going to murder a couple of Uber people before committing suicide. You know, take a couple of those people with him. In the same way that Nassim did, this woman who attacked YouTube. She's like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to commit suicide, but I'm going to take a couple of these YouTube people with me. This was her obvious intent. And as twisted and mentally deranged as that is, circumstances are underway that can drive people to that level of mental derangement because their lives are being destroyed by these tech companies. Do you see? I'm not condoning their behavior, obviously. We condemn it, but we're trying to understand it. We're trying to understand the dynamics that led to it. Because if we don't understand that, this is only going to continue. There will be more shootings, sadly, if YouTube continues to censor people. There will be more suicides if Uber continues to put pressure on cab drivers. There will be more, you know, maybe a Facebook headquarters shooting. You know, for the same reasons. Because you're dealing with people's lives, and if you ruin those people's lives, or at least if they perceive it that way, a certain number of those people are going to be on their last straw. They're going to be in a desperate situation. And that's the last insult that they can handle. And they're going to go to town. They're going to go postal on your company if you're a tech giant, if you're YouTube or Google. You know, not everybody has the resources to do what I did, which was just launch a competing video website called Reel.video. Most people don't have the ability to do that. They're sort of out of options. So as you may know, Reel.video is the alternative to YouTube, and we've had over 16,000 people already request video content channels on Reel.video. But, you know, I feel blessed in a sense because I've got the resources, I've got the support, and I've been blessed by God with the intelligence and personal fortitude to be able to develop these kinds of systems. Reel.video is a very serious, very powerful video platform for free speech. And thus, I've got alternatives. You know, a lot of people don't have alternatives. They're really on their last straw. A lot of people are one insult away from going postal. You know, a lot of people are very desperate right now. I saw it. I did a podcast about this when I was traveling in the Midwest recently. I saw that everybody was struggling and everybody was broke and everybody had burdens and emotional stress in their lives. And some people can't sleep and some people can't poop. I mean, they can't eat. It's the problems that people deal with every day push so many over the edge in ways that are very, very difficult to imagine or try to prevent. You know, and so somebody like Nassim comes along and she's a passionate animal rights vegan activist and she gets censored by YouTube. You know, she might just say for her, that's the last straw. It's well, obviously she did. That's what was happening in her mind, that she was being destroyed by YouTube. And thus she wanted to go out and murder YouTube employees and take as many out as she wanted or as she could. My warning to YouTube and Facebook and Google and Twitter and others like that is it's really more of a caution. If I were you, and believe me, they're doing this, I would be hiring security consulting companies right now to come in and figure out your vulnerabilities to these kinds of attacks, because there are lots of vulnerabilities, and find ways to improve your security to protect your employees against such attacks. Now, there are lots of ways to do that, and I'm well-trained in firearms and tactical self-defense shooting and so on, and some of the people I train with run security companies. For example, when the church shooting happened in Texas several months back, I don't remember exactly, maybe it was 6 months ago, they were called by churches, and churches were asking how they enhance their defenses against mass shooters. And by the way, the answer for churches is very simple. Let your congregation carry firearms, by the way. That's the answer right there. Some churches, though, are anti-gun because some churches are, frankly, working for Satan. I'll just lay it out there. Some churches are anti-liberty, anti-God, and they're anti-gun. They don't want their congregation to be safe. And so they don't allow guns. And their people get slaughtered when there's a mass shooting in a church. But anyway, some of the guys I know have done like security details for rap artists in concerts and such, usually in Houston, but sometimes in Dallas and other places around Texas. In any case, these people could walk into a YouTube company building and immediately spot the vulnerabilities. Like, oh, you know, here's where your people could be trapped or cornered and shot. Here's where they could be intercepted in the parking lot by some deranged shooter, and so on and so forth. So YouTube needs to be, in my opinion, hiring people like that. And frankly, I could do this assessment. They should hire me, for God's sake. Just have the health ranger come out. I could show you all your security vulnerabilities because I train with these guys all the time. And we do our own assessments on each other's property and things like that. I mean, I'm into self-defense, so I'm very security-minded, and I could help these companies. Not that they would hire me to do that. Can you imagine the headline? YouTube hires health ranger to stop mass shootings. Wouldn't that be hilarious? But hey, I'd help them if I could, because I don't want YouTube people to get hurt. I don't want to see mass shootings, even though I disagree with YouTube, especially since they banned my channel. And even though I think they're evil, but it doesn't mean that I want physical harm to come to them. I just want them to be regulated and stopped from committing evil and censorship against other individuals. But I'd help out YouTube if they asked. Not that they would, but I'd be happy to help. In any case, another thing that's interesting about all this is that those of us who are trained in tactical firearms operation, we're talking about close quarters, clearing buildings, clearing your house, shooting low light conditions, pistol shooting, short, SBR platforms, all kinds of stuff. In buildings, in buses, I've done training scenarios in buses. I've done, anti-terrorism type of stuff. I've got a very long and interesting history of training in hand-to-hand combat, Krav Maga mostly, as well as firearms combat. But those of us who are well-trained, we tend to be the least violent people imaginable. We are the ones who are the most friendly. We are the most polite. We are the ones who are least likely to start anything in a bar, for example. I don't even go to bars, but I'm just saying that as a general principle. We are the ones who don't initiate violence. We're the ones who stop violence. It's the people who aren't well-trained in firearms who are the ones that tend to be violent. It's the people who are the least familiar with firearms who are the most likely to go off on them or with them. You know, that's what I'm noticing. It's like firearms training saves lives. Firearms training teaches discipline. When you have youth who are taught in rifles, like young shooting clubs and Boy Scouts shooting and Girl Scouts shooting, they used to have rifle shooting clubs in schools, and you didn't have a problem with mass shootings in those schools. Those kids grew up understanding the power of a rifle and having discipline and learning how to handle weapons in an ethical and appropriate way. Today, you get all these people that are anti-gun, and then when they go insane, the first thing they want to do is go find a gun, right? And they pick up a gun, and they just start blasting everybody in sight, and they, first of all, they don't hit very well, and they, except when they're blowing their own heads off, I guess that's a can't-miss kind of target opportunity there if you aim it at your own temple or something. But it seems like that's the only thing they can hit is their own head. You know, thank goodness that they kill themselves before killing too many other people. But my point is that it's anti-gun people who are actually the most likely to go off with a weapon against innocent people. At least that's my assessment of the situation. Because all the gun guys that I know, so to speak, you know, former military people and special forces people and so on, they are the nicest people in the world. I mean, they all carry guns. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they've got guns, concealed carry guns. They've got guns in their trucks. Usually, they've got AR-15s in their trucks, as most people do in Texas. By the way, this is not unusual. if that's a surprise to you, you don't really know what's going on. I should say rural Texas, not the cities. People in Austin don't carry guns and AR-15s in their cars, but people outside of Austin do all the time. All the time. You'd be shocked, maybe, to find out. Anyway, but all the people that I know who are into security or former military or executive protection, they all carry ARs in their trucks and cars and so on. But they're not the people who are likely to use them, except to save lives. To stop violence. If there's a shooting going on and these people can stop the shooting, they are very effective at doing so, as I would be as well. I remember this exercise. I mentioned this once. So my instructors would set up something like 10 targets, like 5 bad guys and 5 good guys, all intermixed in the same crowd. And I wouldn't be able to see the targets. I was facing away, and then they would say, you know, go, you have 4 seconds, or sometimes they say 3 seconds, to shoot only the bad guys with your AR-15. They say, go. So I turn around, and, you know, I blast like 12 rounds or whatever in 3 seconds, and then we go examine the targets. And the targets, the holes are only in the bad guys. And I have almost 100% success rate at that. It's like SWAT team level proficiency. It's because when you shoot with intention to stop bad people, that means you're saving lives. That's what police officers do. That's what SWAT team members do. And that's what a lot of civilians do, like myself, who are trained in firearms. We are there to help promote a lawful, peaceful society. We are there. The reason we carry guns is not only to protect our own lives, but if necessary, to protect the life of someone else who is in the line of fire from some deranged lunatic like this YouTube shooter. And yet, isn't it interesting that YouTube, all their corporate campuses are gun-free zones because they don't want anybody to have a means of self-defense. Well, that would be bad, according to YouTube. They don't want people to be able to shoot back and protect themselves. No, they would rather their employees get gunned down by lunatics, you know, armed rampaging vegans with pistols and poor gun skills, I guess. They would rather YouTube employees be subjected to that than have someone, some law-abiding, well-trained citizen carry a gun on campus. You need to think about why your employers are putting you in the line of fire and not allowing you to arm yourselves. You need to think about all the people that you're pissing off out there, some of whom, like this Nassim left-wing vegan animal rights crazed shooter terrorist woman, some of them are going to snap, sadly. We don't ever want to see that happen, but we just did see it happen, and I fear it's not the last of it. So if I were you, if I were working for YouTube, I would, number one, quit my job and save my soul because you're working for evil. But secondly, if you're going to keep your job there and just trade your soul for a paycheck, then at least demand a means of self-defense. And if they don't allow you that, then at least demand better security. And if they don't do that, then just freaking leave. Find another job. Drive for Uber. Do something different. Because I don't want anything bad to occur. I don't want to see these mass shootings. I don't want YouTube people to be in the line of fire. That's not the appropriate way for their evil and their censorship to be responded to, obviously. I wish that more YouTube employees had the right to carry firearms and defend themselves. And barring that, I'm afraid that we're going to see more of these shootings. I really fear that this is the beginning of the escalation of this war it started out as an information war with YouTube censorship, and now it's been escalated by a few deranged individuals to a kinetic war. And it's YouTube employees who are in the line of fire. I mean, what's to say that some the next crazed person might not try to go into YouTube, but might just, I don't know, follow YouTube employees home? I mean, how hard would that be if someone wanted to do that, if someone was crazed enough or deranged enough and they wanted to just track a YouTube car leaving the YouTube parking lot, follow them home, break into their home, and kill their whole family? I mean, this is the kind of thing that some twisted, deranged, psychotic individual could do. And YouTube is practically begging for it to happen by pissing off so many people all the time with censorship and ruining their lives and ruining their incomes and so on. So, you know, I hope that YouTube would find a way to make their employees safer and maybe find a way to stop pissing everybody off with censorship and demonetization. But hey, who knows? Who knows? What I have control over is my life and my platforms like Real.Video. I am a firearms advocate for self-defense, and I will only use firearms to stop violence, never to instigate violence. And I will use my platform to promote free speech so that people have the ability to speak and be heard so that they don't have to become, you know, insanely deranged, crazy-ass shooters and such who are, you know, causing problems and murdering people and so on. I think... In many cases, you give these people a platform and they don't go crazy. They don't lose it. So, something to think about. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, creator of Real.Video, firearms advocate. Also, check out my websites, secondamendment.news, as well as liberty.news. I pray for the safety of everyone involved here. To all of you YouTubers who are listening to this, just let me say, look, I disagree with what you're doing and where you're working and your lack of ethics, but I pray for your safety. I hope that no harm comes to you, and I hope that these shooters would be stopped. You know, that's my prayer for you today. But you probably don't believe in God anyway, so you don't care. There you go.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.